Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Yes, it is. All over the world, in fact. Is that cool? On the radio.com app, CBS Sports app, streaming at cbssportsradio.com. You can still listen the old-fashioned way on AM and FM, Sirius XM, Channel 206 for satellite radio subscribers. I got to say, RIP Larry King. That guy was a badass. I never thought I could get into sports talk radio. I didn't even know it was a thing when I was a kid. But as I look back, as time has gone on, and I think, where did I get the bug? Where did the itch come from to want to do something like this? To actually, unlike anybody else in my family, think I could talk and get paid for it. Where did that come from? Where was that inspiration for me? I go back. My parents were divorced. I moved in with my grandmother. I was in second grade. And my grandmother had a little 19-inch TV in her bedroom. And every night, she'd go in there, she'd turn on Larry King on CNN, and she'd watch that before she went to bed. She'd fall asleep. Sometimes I'd sneak in there and sit in the chair next to the bed and watch some of it with her. So I think stuff like that. She'd make me come home and watch the news. She'd make me watch Oprah Winfrey, believe it or not. And that's probably where it started for me. You know, where did my love of sports come from? That's different. But where did the two things bond or gel or come together? The idea of talking and broadcasting and a love of sports, probably got to give her some love. She's 87 years old, still going strong. She'll call me, and in the span of 2 minutes, she'll drop 5 to 10 F-bombs. And it's usually about three things. Bitching about the New York Knicks, some politician, and Jim Boeheim. And that's the extent of the phone call from her. Love her to death, my grandmother. 87 years old, breast cancer survivor, long-distance runner. And she has a huge love for basketball. That's probably where I got it from. Anyways, and she loved Larry King, and so did I. So big shout out to Larry King, RIP. If you're just finding the show, I think the Bucks are going to beat the Packers. I think Tom Brady is going to make history, and the Bucks are going to play a Super Bowl in their home stadium. We've seen the Rams play a Super Bowl in Pasadena. We've seen the 49ers play a Super Bowl at Stanford Stadium. But we've never seen a team play in its own stadium. That's going to happen 2 weeks from now. Brady's going to play a smart game. They're going to run the ball again because Green Bay is very vulnerable against the run, and they've got two backs who have it going on, Ronald Jones and Leonard Fournette. Brady doesn't have to throw it for 400 yards. He knows that. He's not trying to prove anything in this game. He's just going to do whatever it takes to win. And there's, I want to debunk some myths here about Aaron Rodgers. You know, I've heard really all season about Aaron Rodgers. You know, too many people must have watched that Last Dance documentary with Michael Jordan this summer when we had nothing else to do, when we were cooped up and COVID-19 had us in quarantine and we acted like this Michael Jordan documentary was the best thing to come on TV. Well, I was going to say since something, but I'm going to get in trouble for saying it because it's X-rated. The best thing that's come on TV since, I don't know, Seinfeld or whatever show really gets you going. But yeah, this Last Dance documentary, now everyone, after we watched Michael Jordan go on and on about how Gary Payton slighted him or how this high school coach cut him, and you know, now what we've done since then is we act like every athlete, every professional athlete, carries the same boulder-sized chip around on their shoulder. And that's what I've heard. That's the narrative I've heard with Aaron Rodgers this entire year. From people, I blame people like me, who have to talk for a living, who say stupid stuff like, well, if the Packers had drafted an offensive lineman instead of Jordan Love, Aaron Rodgers wouldn't be motivated. He's so motivated. That pick inspired him. He's on a revenge tour. Aaron Rodgers has a chip on his shoulder. You know how many times Aaron Rodgers has gone into games like this where he has had payback on his mind and he has played like dog doo-doo? Just like Dan Marino. I love Dan Marino. I've interviewed him a few times. I know people who are related to Dan Marino. I would not want this to get back to Dan Marino because I'm a big fan of his. But you go back and you look at Dan Marino in some of these gotta-have-it playoff games, and you look at the numbers, and it's like, come on, Dan. Really? Look at Aaron Rodgers in these NFC Championship games. There's a reason why he's 1-3, and he's on the verge of being 1-4, in tying Donovan McNabb and Ken Stabler for the worst record of all time in conference championship games. Aaron Rodgers, he's got a chip on his shoulder. Look out, America. Here he comes. He's going to be doing that title thing that he did, that pro wrestling move. He's going to be wearing that championship belt. He's going to be thinking State Farm after the game. Here he comes. He broke up with Danica Patrick. He's only thinking about football. Aaron Rodgers in these NFC Championship games has been a complete joke. Okay? His only win in an NFC Championship game was in 2010 when Jay Cutler got injured and a guy named Caleb Haney, who's probably selling insurance, is probably working for the company that Aaron Rodgers now does endorsements for. Caleb Haney came off the bench for the Bears that day. That's the only time Aaron Rodgers has won one of these games. He lost in 2014 to Seattle. That was a revenge game. They had lost to the Seahawks earlier in the season by 20 points. And then they went there and lost, and a kid named Bostic didn't recover an onside kick, and Seattle scored late. I think Doug Baldwin caught a touchdown pass, and it was a miracle. And everyone looks back on Mike McCarthy. That was the moment when people figured out Mike McCarthy was stupid. Aaron Rodgers in that game had two interceptions and threw for 178 yards. 2016 NFC title game. Aaron Rodgers and the Packers are in Atlanta. They fell behind in that game 24-0 at the half. Aaron Rodgers' offense in the first half, punt, fumble, interception, missed field goal. That was a revenge game. They had lost to the Falcons earlier in the year. Last year, The Packers make it back to the NFC Championship game. Favre doesn't have as much success in these games as Favre. Rodgers gets to go to Northern California. That's where he grew up. That's where he played his college football at Cal. He's not going to lose to San Francisco in his hometown. He's not going to lose to the 49ers again. Aaron Rodgers isn't going to go out like that. He's going to play Patrick Mahomes and the Chiefs in the Super Bowl. And then the Packers fell behind 27-0 at halftime and got blown out. And a guy named Raheem Mostert was the star of the game, not Aaron Rodgers. The inconvenient truth about Aaron Rodgers is that in these NFC Championship games, he turns into itty-bitty-bitty Aaron Rodgers. He's not a big game player in these spots. Sorry. So why would I trust him against the number one run defense in the NFL, a defense that isn't going to let Aaron Rodgers in the first half kick up his shoes and relax and hand the ball to Aaron Jones and Jamal Williams and A.J. Dillon like they did against the Rams? No threat of a pass rush. Aaron Donald shouldn't have been on the field. He was so hurt. Jalen Ramsey can only guard one guy. Why am I to think that Aaron Rodgers is going to beat out, is going to outgun the greatest big game quarterback of all time? Why? What evidence do we have that Aaron Rodgers is built for these games? He got red hot in the playoffs 10 years ago and hasn't been back since. And when he's been put in these games before, his teams have gotten blown out. And before you say things like, well, Mike McCarthy stunk as a head coach, his defense let him down. Folks, the last two times he was in the NFC championship games, he didn't score. His offense didn't score a single point in the first half. They've gotten shut out. You know, the defense letting you down is losing a game 45-35. Getting down 24-0, 27-0, that's on Aaron Rodgers. And his one win in one of these games came against a guy named Caleb Haney. Where is he now? Maybe he's listening somewhere. Call in. I can't trust Aaron Rodgers in these games yet. Now, you might think, well, that's a silly thing to say. How could you say that about a guy that shattered all kinds of records, 48 touchdowns, 3 interceptions, had one of the best seasons in NFL history? Yeah, he did that in 2011, too, and then the New York freaking Giants went in there at 9-7 and beat him. Some guys just, they don't, these moments get to them. I don't like saying it happened to Dan Marino, but I think it's true. How did a guy like that only play in one Super Bowl? Well, he was all by himself. No, he wasn't. He had Don Shula as his coach. So, I'm sorry. I just can't. Aaron Rodgers versus Patrick Mahomes would be the quarterbacks that are playing their best football right now. Would be a matchup of the two best quarterbacks in the NFL right now. But I'd like for someone to tell me how Aaron Rodgers is going to reverse a horrible pattern and a horrible trend of choking in these games. You said choke. Yes, I did. That's a dirty word. Football players, athletes don't. He chokes. Sorry, I was just getting a drink of water there. It didn't go down right. 1-3 in NFC Championship games. His one win came against a guy named Caleb Haney. You want to bet on Aaron Rodgers as a favorite? Go ahead. But Drew Brees threw the game away last week. Yeah, he did. How many mistakes did Tom Brady make? He was efficient, took what the defense gave him. If that meant hand the ball off to Leonard Fournette, so be it. It's not like Green Bay. It's not like Green Bay puts up, you know, the steel curtain against the run. In fact, they don't. In fact, they don't. This year, if you look at it, they were in the bottom. Man, their run defensive, their stats against the run are not good. And it's the opposite for Tampa Bay. They held Aaron Jones to 1.5 yards per carry. They were number one against the run. They were the most efficient run defense in the NFL. Green Bay against the run, they were 22nd in yards. They were 26th in yards per touch. So, I expect Brady to get more help. I think Aaron Rodgers might press and overdo it. And I think on Monday, you're going to remember, or not even Monday, you're going to remember Sunday afternoon when the game is over that you heard a guy on CBS Sports Radio who said, man, Aaron Rodgers just can't come through in these games. And you're going to be sitting there, and if you're up in Wisconsin, you're going to have your cheese curd and your Miller beer and everything, and you're going to say, he's right. Son of a gun, he was right. And Brady's going to be on his way to a 10th Super Bowl. The best quarterback in NFL history, maybe the most successful person in NFL history. And Aaron Rodgers will tie Donovan McNabb in something. He's a guy right now that has a penchant. I know, he's won a lot of big games and he's won a Super Bowl. It's been a decade. He beat Caleb Haney and he's gotten blown out in these games since. And I think it's going to happen. I don't know if they're going to get killed. But I don't know, when you look at his track record, how you could say Aaron Rodgers is definitely going to come through. You trust Aaron Rodgers and believe he's got this chip on his shoulder. He is motivated. Nothing is standing in his way. He is so ticked off that he got blown out by Tampa earlier in the year. They lost that game 38-3, and that's all Aaron Rodgers has been able to think about since. Man, you are naive if you believe that. Because the three times Aaron Rodgers has lost in the NFC Championship, it's been a payback game every time. Seattle, Atlanta, San Francisco. And guess what the result was in all three? The same as the first time. A big L. And Aaron Rodgers can go and talk to, you know, Pat McAfee or whatever and blame other people on Monday. They're going to lose, and he's not going to outplay Brady. And it's going to be Tampa Bay playing with the pirate ship in the background in front of their home fans in Super Bowl 55. Do you believe in Aaron Rodgers? I'm sure I'm going to get flooded with calls from Madison, Milwaukee, and those places. How about you? I laid it out. I mean, how do you argue Aaron Rodgers coming up teensy weensy, itsy bitsy small in these championship games? 855-212-4CBS, 855-212-4227. You tell me why this game is going to be different. Aaron Rodgers has an awful history in conference championship games. Why will this game be different? You tell me why you trust him more than Tom Brady in a game like this. 855-212-4227. On Twitter, at the Pony Express, Pony spelled P-O-N-I. You can follow us on Twitter, at CBS Sports Radio. That number is 855-212-4227. I don't trust Aaron Rodgers in this game, do you? Tell me next, the Pony Express, CBS Sports Radio.
This is the Pony Express. Here's Andrew Filippone.
And I'm coming to you from the Rocket Mortgage Studios. With every score change during Super Bowl 55, someone wins $50,000 in the Rocket Mortgage Super Bowl Squares Sweepstakes. See rules and enter for free at rocketmortgagesquares.com. It's nice to tell you about a great company like Rocket Mortgage and be able to say Super Bowl in there, instead of having to call the game something else because that company doesn't have the right to use that name. which we have to do all the time in this business. People are asking about Tom Brady for the NFC Championship game. Oh, he didn't make many great throws. Did you see him make any great plays against the Saints? All Tom Brady's done in the last 8 games is lead the NFL in completions, passing yards, and touchdowns beyond 20 yards. He's hitting deep balls. So I'm flipping it and asking, why should people trust Aaron Rodgers when he's been so terrible in conference championship games? Some great quarterbacks just don't play out of their minds once you get to this point. Dan Marino. I love Dan. But for whatever reason, it just never, one time. You know, he beat Mark Malone in an AFC championship game. Aaron Rodgers beat Caleb Haney. CBS 855-212-4227. Here is Scott in Wisconsin. He's on CBS Sports Radio. Hi, Scott.
Hey, Andy. How's it going tonight?
Hey, man.
Hey, you know something? I've never called in ever to any CBS Sports Radio. I listen to you guys regularly.
Right.
Like clockwork. You've been going off on Aaron Rodgers.
Yes, I have.
Yeah. He has had his backside handed to him
right
in every NFC Championship game.
He has.
But this is a different team, my friend.
It is?
It is a different team. And, you know, he's going to win. Are you familiar with the torch being passed? The torch is going to be passed tomorrow. Aaron Rodgers is going to win. You know, it's going to be a great game.
Give me some reasons why, besides, like, you know, like intangible things, like the old quarterback is going to, you know, pass the baton to the old but younger quarterback.
No, you know something, Brady is awesome. He is. Our line is ridiculously good.
Your line doesn't have its left tackle, so we'll see how. It didn't hurt you against the Rams because Aaron Donald wasn't healthy. Here is Mitchell in Cleveland on CBS Sports Radio. Hi, Mitch.
Hey, listen, you also said that your Pittsburgh Steelers was going to be my Cleveland Browns. We saw how that turned out. A big old smacking and a whooping. By the way.
Yeah, okay. I didn't anticipate that the first snap was going to go 10 feet over a 6'5" quarterback's head.
Is that part of football?
Yeah, it is.
Okay, so let's keep going.
Let me ask you this question, Mitch. Have you gone undefeated in your picks in the playoffs? Have you gotten every game right?
No, because my team didn't lose to Kansas City. But I guess you guys wanted to clap.
So you're trying to throw one game I was wrong about in my face? That's it? That's the best you got is one game?
I'm throwing that game in your face because that was the game you said that we were going to get killed. But let's get to this. That's the topic at hand. Aaron Rodgers will.
Well, I wanted to get to the topic at hand. You're bringing up games from 2 weeks ago. You're trying to start me off with a low blow. I'm trying to have a nice conversation with you. You know I'm in Pittsburgh, and you're just trying to make fun of my Steelers. That's not going to put me in a good mood.
Whoa, you guys have been making fun of us for 18 years. I'm sorry. Look, can I get one? Can I have one, Andrew? Please.
Yes, I'll give you one. I'm a self-loathing Steelers analyst right now. Yeah, this team stinks, and they're probably going to stink for a long time. There you go. How about that?
Thank you. I hear you on the Ken Carmen show when you're a little disappointed too about that. But let's get into the topic at hand. I think Aaron Rodgers will win this game. I mean, the left tackle might be out, but at the same time, I think that the replacement has been doing a decent job as far as, you know, being a replacement. He's done his job.
Mitch, the guy that was going to play left tackle for them against the Rams – played for the Colts in the wild card game, got COVID, so then they had to move somebody else over there. So it's not like he's got a long volume of great play at the position, but yeah, they held up against the Rams. Great.
I think that Aaron has to play a smarter game. We all can agree with that. The first game they played, it wasn't a smart game on Aaron's part, and the reason was he put the team or his defense in a bad position, throwing pick sixes, and he also threw a couple of interceptions that put him in bad field position. I don't think Aaron will do that this time. I'm not going to go back on the feet, on the pass as well with Aaron Rodgers, because he had a game where, you know, he was 1-3. He still beat that team. I think he also beat the Pittsburgh Steelers in the Super Bowl. But, you know, it is what it is. At this
now, there you go again. There you go again. Mitch, you're trying to do that again. You're trying to tick me off. Why you keep doing that?
I'm sorry, Andrew.
Mitch, I don't call your house and say, hey, Mitch, where were you when the drive happened? Where were you when the fumble happened? Where were you when Jordan made the shot over Elo? I don't do that to you.
I wasn't born yet. That has nothing to do with me. I was.
Oh, man. The facts are the facts with Aaron Rodgers. And I think there's such a love affair with Rodgers that they don't get thrown back in his face as much as they should be. He has not been a good player in these games. Like, everyone brings out a fine-tooth comb for Brady last week against the Saints. All right, well, Andrew Filippone is going to show up and do a national radio show and do the same thing to Aaron Rodgers. You want to fight fire with fire? You want to parse throws Brady made against the Saints that, well, that should have been an interception. Yeah, it wasn't. You want to play that game with Brady where it's, you know, he should have thrown three picks. He got so lucky. Okay, we could do that. We could play that game. Someone explain to me why Aaron Rodgers stinks in conference championship games. Why the Packers go into games like this, and they're not massive underdogs. They're like even games. They're coin flip games. And his team gets blown out. It's halftime, and everybody's sitting there being like, sitting there like, oh my God, we got to watch another hour and a half of this garbage? 27-0 at the half against the Niners last year. 24-0 at the half against the Falcons in 2016. Under 200 yards passing and two picks against the Seahawks in 2014. His one NFC championship win was against Caleb Haney. That was the Bears quarterback that day. Congratulations, Aaron. Maybe that'll get you another celebrity girlfriend or another commercial. He's not good in conference championship games. So why would anybody in the world, why would anybody say, this time is going to be different? Based on what? His left tackle's out. Tampa's got a great run defense. We've never seen him at home in an NFC championship game before. Where does the confidence in Aaron Rodgers being the superior quarterback in this game come from? Where? 855-212-4CBS, 855-212-4227. You tell me. Maybe the only people who believe that are Packers fans and apparently a Browns fan who just wants to make fun of me, which is so mean. 855-212-4227. You don't want to call, you can tweet me at the Pony Express. Pony spelled P-O-N-I, like the name of the show. At CBS Sports Radio. Get more of your calls in. Talk NFC Championship game. Talk about Aaron Rodgers with that great chip on his shoulder that's going to apparently lead him to four touchdown passes and 500 yards. Coming up next. But first, it's time for the latest sports update with Erica Herskowitz.
This is the Pony Express. Here's Andrew Filippone.
Thanks. A bunch of different ways you can listen. You can tell Alexa to play CBS Sports Radio. You can download the radio.com app, free to listen there. Also get great affiliates like my local station, 93.7 The Fan in Pittsburgh. I've been watching a ton of college basketball today. Duke is in a nail-biter at Louisville. Duke unranked. If they lose this game, they're 5-5 on the year. They trail Louisville by one with 7 minutes to go there. I wonder sometimes, Aaron Rodgers, he's such a deep thinker. Does he go into these games, these NFC Championship games, and put too much pressure on himself? Last seven games, Aaron Rodgers has thrown only one interception. Does he go into a game like this and try to do too much? That's been the story with him in the NFC in NFC Championship games. The only time it wasn't was because he went against a backup quarterback. He's 37 years old. Is he just to a point in his career now where he can block all that out and not concern himself with the quarterback that's on the other sideline? Not to mention he's facing a team with a great front seven now. You know, the Bucs are getting healthy on defense. They're going to get their nose tackle back to go with Sue. Shaq Barrett, Jason Pierre-Paul, Devon White, and Levante David at middle linebacker. Might be the best front seven in the NFL. So you know they're going to take away Green Bay's run game. And so even the way the game is laid out, there's a lot of pressure on Rodgers to perform. He hasn't gotten it done in championship games. So what makes me think this time will be different, or what makes you think that? I think the Bucs are going to win. They're an underdog because of the way Green Bay played in the second half of the year and because the game's at Lambeau, but I don't think the Bucs should be the underdog. I trust Brady in these games more than I do Rodgers. End of story. 855-212-4CBS. Here is David in Wisconsin on CBS Sports Radio. Hi, David.
Hey, how's it going?
Hey, man.
Hey, I couldn't agree with you more about Aaron Rodgers. Like, I'm a huge Vikings fan. My team sucks horribly.
Yeah.
Aaron Rodgers is what, 1-4 in AFC or NFC championship?
1-3.
1-3, okay. And Tom Brady's won 9, correct?
Yes, that's right. He is 9-4. 9-4 in championship games.
Yep. So, because this is what is 14th.
Yep.
Championship game. Yeah. Aaron Rodgers. I'm going to predict this right now, and then I'll hang up and listen.
Yep.
But I'm going to predict this right now. 34-21 Bucks. Aaron Rodgers throws for 203 yards, 1 touchdown, and 2 interceptions.
That would be a stat line for a lot of these championship games, or he put up, you know, empty carb. Hollow numbers because his team was down so much, down 3 scores at halftime. Aaron Rodgers gets a pass in games like this because aesthetically, he's one of the greatest quarterbacks we've ever seen. I mean, he doesn't just pass the eye test, he aces it. And so when he performs poorly in conference championship games, football people say things like, well, it's a team sport. Quarterbacks shouldn't be judged on wins and losses. Okay, fine. But then how do we hold players responsible? How do we critique players? How do we analyze players when, based on their salary and the position they play, they're expected to come up huge in games like this and don't? What do you say then? Here's Troy in Pennsylvania on CBS Sports Radio. Hi, Troy.
Hey, how you doing today?
Hey, man.
Yeah, I got a couple things. One thing, the Seattle game that Green Bay lost that came behind, and that was completely McCarthy. He was a bad coach. He was just horrible out there. I told the guy to lay down instead of take it in and just let him crawl back.
Oh, yeah, he absolutely. I mean, the coach didn't do Aaron Rodgers any favors, but he also had under 200 passing yards and 2 interceptions in that game. Objectively, he didn't play well.
Correct. He did not free Aaron Rodgers of elite that everybody says him to be. Now, I got a question for you since you are a major Brady fan, which I am not at all.
I'm not a Brady fan either.
I can't stand I call him Brady Brady and Bill Belichick. I don't like either one of them. I've always loved the Patriots as a logo and as a countryman. But let me ask you this. The two NFC championship games that Green Bay lost to the New York Giants at 9-7.
That wasn't a championship game. That was a divisional round game, but
Who won the Super Bowl those years?
The Giants, Rodgers
beat that year.
The Patriots.
The Super Bowl.
Yeah, but Rodgers didn't start the first game. So I don't know how that's relevant. That was a Favre game.
Right.
Yeah.
Well,
it was.
I know one thing, that there is no way that I can consider Tom Brady a much better quarterback. I mean, he doesn't have the team like he had over at the Patriots. He doesn't have the referees in his pocket over there at Tampa as he did at the Patriots. I'm not a follower. I'm not a believer.
No, I got it. You hate Tom Brady, and there are a lot of people like that. And the Patriots give you an opening, and Brady gave you an opening to say those things because of all the cheating they did. I'm not a Brady lover. I don't have his jersey. I never rooted for the Patriots. But I'm not one of these knuckleheads that, you know, tries to poke holes in his 40 touchdown passes and the fact that he took a team that hadn't won a playoff game in almost 20 years and now has them in the NFC Championship game. I don't see how you can criticize that or give other people credit for it. Here's Alan in Alabama on CBS Sports Radio. Hi, Alan.
Hey, Andrew. What's going on?
Hey, man.
Hey, I got to join you in the non-believer of Aaron Rodgers Club. I've watched him for years. It seems in these revenge games, it almost looks like he's got to put pressure on himself to play better than the first game that they already lost.
Yeah.
And he creates more mistakes for himself. And when we watch him lose, it's never Aaron Rodgers played poorly. Unfortunately, like you said, he aces the eye test. It was the terrible head coach in Mike McCarthy. He doesn't have a wide receiving core, a good one. He doesn't have a good offense.
Yeah, you know what's going to happen, Alan? Rodgers. You know what's going to happen if they lose? What's going to happen if the Packers lose? Line. Yeah, it's going to be someone else's fault. Or everyone has been saying, well, drafting Jordan Love motivated the Pack, motivated Rodgers to be an MVP. And then as soon as Green Bay loses, they're going to say, well, they should have used that pick on a wide receiver instead. That's what's going to happen.
Yeah, he didn't have an offensive line. He either should have got a wide receiver, he should have got another weapon or more protection.
Well, it's the same thing people do with Marino. And yeah. I thought, I mean, and Dan was great and everything, but go look up his numbers in conference championship games. For whatever reason, something got to him. Happened in high school, happened in college, happened in the pros with him. Never won the big game at any level. Travis is in Minnesota on CBS Sports Radio. Hi, Travis.
Hey, good afternoon. How are you today?
I'm well, thank you.
I'll tell you what, I disagree. I think Rodgers is going to take this one. He's the MVP this year. I think we all know that.
Yep.
He's playing at home. We all saw the interview. He said, man, we got to get one of these at home. Well, here we go. 32 points against the number one defense last game. I get it. Donald Hurt banged up, but 32 points.
Yeah, but can I ask you something? When he says we got to get one because we got to get one because we're playing at home. I mean, what does that mean? If Mahomes had said the same thing or Andy Reid had said the same thing after the Chiefs beat the Browns, would you say, oh, now they're going to definitely beat the Bills? I mean, what does that mean?
He's at Lambeau. He's got his quarter.
He's lost playoff games at Lambeau.
Never NFC Championship. This is his year. 2 years with the four NFC.
I mean, team of dynasty talk. That's how you're going to convince me. It's just their year. Okay. Owen is in Pennsylvania. He's on CBS Sports Radio. Hi, Owen.
Okay, so I kind of like what you were saying about Aaron Rodgers, but I think the way you said it made people think like you were like saying something that you weren't trying to say. I think what you were trying is this what you were trying to get at? Aaron Rodgers needs to play out of his mind in order to beat the Buccaneers because they are so good at managing the game. Is that what you were trying to get at? Because that's what I see.
Yeah, I think that there are a lot of factors here. One of them is that the Buccaneers are going to put him in a position, I think, where he can't just hand the ball off to his three running backs. And so it's even more on him than it would be otherwise. If they were playing the Bills defense, for example, I wouldn't say those things because Buffalo doesn't stop the run the way Tampa does. And I'm also pointing out the inconvenient truth that Aaron Rodgers in these championship games hasn't done well. And do I want to say those things? No. It's not like I went into this and I said, well, let me go find numbers that make Aaron Rodgers look bad. It's just that's where his performances in these games took me with the conversation. He's come up very small. Both the last two times he's been in the NFC Championship game, Owen, his team got shut out at the half and they were out of the game 30 minutes in. Those are facts.
And
I'm not trying to like I didn't make those things up. John is in Milwaukee on CBS Sports Radio. Hi, John.
Hi. I just am calling to say I can't believe that I'm hearing this on the radio, and I'm here in Milwaukee because it's like I'm kind of looking forward to, although I guess you neither you nor I know who's going to win tomorrow. But
right.
if it's a loss, it's going to be just hilarious on all the stations. And I think, you know, I've been listening on hold to what you've been saying about what the narrative is going to be tomorrow if they lose. Maybe they win. Who knows? You don't know. I don't know. But
Yeah,
the narrative is exactly what you're saying, especially what you said about love. It's like, yeah, well, they should have done this, but yeah, you know, it's so. I have to say that I 100% agree with you. I mainly listen to sports talk shows, not because I'm a fan of one or another, but just the conversation, and especially tomorrow if they lose. If they win, oh, great, you know.
Yeah, I hear you, John. Thanks. The common belief or the majority opinion is not always right. That's the point I'm trying to get across here. And the things that have been used to point out that Aaron Rodgers is a man on a mission have never been right in the past. The last three times he's been in an NFC championship game, he's been trying to make up for a loss to the team he's playing in a revenge spot, and he's lost every time, and he hasn't played well. So 38-3, they got embarrassed by Tampa Bay. That's going to fuel his fire. It didn't in the past. Didn't make a difference. And his NFC championship game history is ugly. Now, if you want to say I don't put stock in those things, that's your prerogative. I'm just pointing out that those things have happened. And a lot of people with Aaron Rodgers just like to ignore him because it's so fun to watch him throw the football. There you have it. Thank you for listening. I appreciate it. Even if you're in Milwaukee and Madison and now you hate my guts, or Green Bay. We'll talk to you next week. 2 Eastern, 11 Pacific. It's the Pony Express. CBS Sports Radio.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.